Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We are just grateful to have you with us. We are truly grateful. Look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. The glory of the Lord rest on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days, and on the seventh day he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. Glory to God. Exodus 24:16. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given us. Thank you, God, for the freedom that you've given us, oh God. You know, you said in your word, God, whom the Son set free is free indeed. And we just thank you, God. Oh, we thank you for Jesus. Oh, we bless his holy name. We bless Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you for allowing us to have a mind where we can think clear, oh God. We're not talking to ourselves. We're not studying. We're not doing anything that's out of the ordinary. We are perfectly and wonderfully made of you. And we are thankful. Master, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you open up our hearts that we may receive. Open up our minds, oh God, that we could have complete clarity to what your word has to say to us. And we will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor because it's in Jesus' name. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we say amen, amen. And we thank God for you, and we thank God for you. And we just bless him, and we bless you. Yes, yes. We thank God for you. We thank God for your listening ears that you have allowed to come into his presence as he ministered to you through us. Yes, and I say us because it's me and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is present as he ministered to us. Yeah, he ministers to me too. I can't leave myself out. Yeah, so we know that we just finished talking about the love of God. We talked about the love the entire month of February. We talked about the love and how important the love is and how we who are in him should have love and how we should share it and what we should do with it. Yeah, so this month we want to start off with the voice, hearing the voice of God. You know, so many folks, many, many, many folks ask, how do you hear God? When do he speak? Why, I've never heard him. I've never heard him before. This is what they say. How can he speak to me? And you know, when I hear people ask me, when they come and ask me these questions like that, It takes me back to when I was in their shoes, because I was at that place too. I wanted him to speak to me. I wanted to hear him. I didn't want to, whenever I had a situation, I didn't want to run to somebody and ask somebody else to pray for me. I remember years of doing that. And I used to sit there, and whenever something happened, we got to run the sister or run the brother and have them pray. And I would say to myself, "What God, why you can't talk to me? Why I can't have what they have? They have the opportunity of hearing your voice. They have an opportunity of hearing directly from you. Why can't I do that too?" Yeah. Yes, when you may say you're getting cheeky, you're getting greedy. Well, I got greedy. I wanted what I could get. I wanted it all. So I got tired of going to somebody else, asking them to pray for me. I went to God myself. Mm-hmm. And when I start going myself, then I begin to learn how it sounds when he speaks, what he's saying when he's speaking, and when he speaks, what are you to do? Because, see, he can speak, and you can hear it, but then are you going to do what he said? See, that's the key thing. Think about that as a parent. When your kids, you know, you're talking to your kids and you're telling them, don't do this, don't do that, Joy or Jack or Mary, don't do that. And they're steady doing the same thing that you're telling them not to do. So that means they're not doing what you're saying at all. There's no difference. But our Father who are in heaven than us who are his earthly children. When he tells us to do something, huh? What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to be obedient. So here we see, we either hear these commandments, we hear these comments from a lot of folks that state they want to hear from Jesus. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter if you say any of them or not, the comments. What does matter is you are seeking. See, the thing is seek. You're seeking. When you desire, you want to hear, you want to hear more of him, you want him to speak to you, that means you have begun to, what do you say, knock, huh? And the door is going to what? It's going to open. He said, seek what? And you will what? You're going to find. So when you start seeking and you start knocking, something going to happen. Hallelujah. Something going to happen. So it really does matter if you say any of these things or not. It does. You are looking and you are searching to hear from God. And tonight, you've come to the right place. Mm-hmm. Because what we want to do, many of us have had folks ask us, how can God talk to them? Mm-hmm. And of course, we all have a different answer, and that's perfectly okay. Here we will find that God speaks to us in many ways. He speaks to us through people. He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. He speaks in things. He speaks in through clouds. He speaks through a donkey. Oh, he can speak through a dream. He speaks through his word. And he speaks to us through circumstances. Can I get an amen on that? Yeah. You hear the voice. You hear it. You need to know the voice. You should listen to the voice. And then you should what? You should obey. You should act on what the voice has said. That's it. That's the key thing. And that's simple. Mm-hmm. Sure, some of us may go into a little discussion with God when, you know, the voice says something and, you know, how we give, oh, God, is that you? You know, we may go through some of that, but it's okay because God knows that we are human. The humanness comes out a lot of times. But thanks be to God that the spiritualness that we possess will override the humanness. So listen to this. In John chapter 10, verse 27, it says here, my sheep, they know my voice. And it says, I know them, and they what? They follow me. Mm-hmm. So sheep, they are you, and that's me. Mm-hmm. If we're in Christ, we are sheep. we learn to become familiar with his voice, and we take time to learn his voice. It's so important to learn the voice of God. Because listen, in the course of a day, there are many voices. Ooh, there are many words that you may hear. A lot of voices come your way. In the course of a day, the airways is full of different voices. So many times we have to protect, our ears. Because our ears are not designed to hear everything. Yeah. So look at John chapter 8 in verse 47. And it says here, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear, listen to this. The reason why you don't hear is that you are not of God. Simple. So simple. So whenever someone comes and says, I don't understand. How come God don't talk to me? I've been trying to get him to talk to me, and he don't. Well, have you given your life to Christ? See, this would be the first thing. Have you given your life to Christ? And you know, most of the time they say, well, okay, so they're not sure, and then they want to ask you what that means. And okay, so when the discussion goes in that direction, they're not saved. They need to be brought to a place called repentance. Yeah. We bring them to the place called repentance and have them repent before God and ask him to forgive them for their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. It's just simple. It's simple. And after they have done that, then they ask God for the Holy Spirit to come in. They invite him in. Oh, he will come in when you invite him. Oh, open up the door. Open up the door and invite him to come in. Glory to God. And he'll come in. He'll sit down. He'll sup with you. Oh, yes, yes. He'll wake you up early in the morning and spend time with you. He'll visit you in a dream. Yes. Let's look at Luke 11. And 28, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. See, that's the thing. You can hear it. You say, okay, I went to that service. I wrote down what they said. I heard it. But then what am I going to do with that? After hearing the word, I just told you. What did I say here? I said that we hear it. Mm-hmm. Then you need to know it. You need to know the voice. You need to be sure that's him. And a lot of times, if you're just into trying to do this, a lot of times, this is new to you, it's okay to ask him to give you a confirmation. And what does a confirmation mean? A confirmation is, give me another sign to make me know that was you, God. And what am I saying? What am I saying here? I have done this many times. Even knowing him, I have done it. Because I wanted to be sure. Why? Because the enemy, Satan, can play tricks on the believers. Oh, yeah. So what I'll say is, God, if that's you, if God says to me, okay, next week I need you to go to the place, and at such a time, and this is somewhere that you normally don't go, or you're not sure what about it, and you say, really, God, you want me to, okay. And you say, okay, and then you have this wondering and this second thoughts about it, and you say, well, God, if this is you that want me to do this, open up that door so I could just walk right through that. And what does that mean is, sometime during that week, the person who is going to that place just may call you up and invite you to come. Hey, that's your confirmation. That's how you know this is God. Because the person that is of God is asking you to come and be with them. Glory to God. Oh, yeah. God works in mysterious ways. But we have to have our spiritual ears on at all times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Luke 11 and 28 said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. So you're going to keep it. You're going to take that and you're going to hide that. You're going to put it in your heart. You're going to meditate on that. You're going to keep that. So that way no one can come and rob you. No one can come and contradict you. No one can come and change your mind, change your way of thinking, because the word of God, did you hear what I said? The word of God has been given to you. And if the word has been given, then you believe what the word say. Huh? So we're not going to run and go put this under a bushel and hide it somewhere where men, they won't see that we have a Savior. That they won't see him shining and glowing in us. Huh? No. We're going to let our light shine. This is going to shine because we have this word and we're holding on to this word and we're keeping this word. We have learned the word and the word has come through the voice of God. Yeah, the voice has spoken. And we have taken heed to what the word of God has to say to us. Let's see here. We got a couple of minutes. I just want to go through this. Isaiah 55 and 3 says, incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make you an everlasting and everlasting and steadfast, sure, the love for David. Everlasting. Everlasting. So he says, go behind the norm. Go behind the normal situation to hear and to learn what God is speaking to us. Go to Bible study. Go to Sunday school. Go to special conferences. Today, we have the prayer lines. We have the prayer line. We have lines where we can go and pray. And we have lines where we can go and minister online, just like it's what we're doing here. This is what we have today. So if we're not in a group, a Bible study group, or we're not in a conference group, there are many ways that the word can be spoken if we take time to hear what the word has to say. Yeah, think about that. I want you to go real quickly to Luke chapter 19. In Luke chapter 19, I'm just going to paraphrase the story. And this is one of my mom's favorite stories. She loved Zacchaeus. She loved Zacchaeus. I didn't know anything about Zacchaeus until she was the one that introduced me to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector in Jericho. Zacchaeus is known for his faith. He's known for this, his faith in climbing the sycamore tree. He climbed the sycamore tree. Why? He wanted to see Jesus. Zacchaeus was so short. I'm just going to say he maybe four, could have been 4 feet or 4 or 5. But he couldn't see over the crowd. It was so many people that were in Jericho when Jesus was coming through there. So many. But Zacchaeus wanted to see this Jesus. Glory to God. Have you ever been in a situation like that? When you were in a crowd and you were just trying, you wanted to see, you just wanted to just be there, and you were tipped tiptoeing. I know out there tiptoeing over the crowd, over the people, trying to move around so you can get to a little area where there's less folks so you could see. Well, Zacchaeus, he wanted to see. He wanted to see the presence of Jesus. He wanted to see him for himself. So here we see in Luke chapter 19, Zacchaeus was in the sycamore tree. I'm just going to paraphrase this. Think about that. He was in the sycamore tree. He had climbed up there while everybody else was down on the ground. He decided he was going to get up there so he could have a better view. Yeah, he didn't have a ladder. Like today we would have ladders. He didn't have a ladder. But there was a tree, and he knew how to climb. So he took this very seriously because he wanted to see. You know, you heard me earlier when I said that we seek and we will find, and when we knock, the door is going to open. And you see, the thing is, when you're seeking and when you're knocking, the Holy Spirit sees you. Jesus is watching you. He sees you trying. He sees you seeking. He sees you knocking on the door. How you knock? I'm knocking on the door to trying to understand. I'm knocking on the door trying to understand words. I can remember when I was really just trying to get into the Word of God. I would have a Bible. And my Bible, I didn't think my Bible broke it down enough for me. I still didn't get it. And so when I would get to church, my Sunday school superintendent, I would ask her, can I see your Bible? And she didn't know why I wanted to see her Bible. But I felt that since she was the superintendent, her Bible should have been completely parenthetically broken down to a child. That's what I felt, to a child's understanding. And I was right, because her Bible was very plain and understanding. And the words that I have had in my Bible were always so hard for me to get. I couldn't get that. But gradually I learned that the different translations would break down a word for you, and it would be better for you to understand. But I was seeking, and I was knocking, and that was my method of knocking. My method was to ask you to see your material. And I wasn't ashamed about that. If I didn't understand a word, if I was in class in Sunday school, I'd raise my hand. I said, well, I need you to explain that word to me, please. Anybody got a dictionary here or something? This was when I was seeking. I was knocking. I wanted to know. And I wasn't ashamed, because I knew that when I asked, when I knocked, it was going to come to me. Glory to God. Yeah, that's the God that we serve. He said that we're supposed to seek and we're supposed to knock. But many times we have this thing where we don't want nobody to know that we don't know. And you see, when you get into this place where you don't want nobody to know because you don't know, they sit there, they don't know either, but they're not going to say. But when you open up and say you don't know, then it was just like a flood of knowledge starts coming through. Why? Because you have broke the barrier. You have broke it. And the knowledge is going to start flowing through the class. I've witnessed it. I've seen it. But look at Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus in verse 5 says, as Jesus was passing by, he looked up. Jesus looked up, and he said, listen to this, because here goes the voice of Jesus, and this is what we're talking about, hearing the voice. He says, Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, he says, come down. Now, think about that. Here you up high. You're trying to see. And here Jesus gets right under the tree and stands there and hollers and tells you to come down. And he says, when he says for him to come down, in verse 9, it says, Jesus tells him, today is salvation. It's coming to your house. Glory to God. Now just think, if Zacchaeus wouldn't have been curious, if he wouldn't have been knocking, if he wouldn't have been seeking, he wouldn't have heard. He wouldn't have heard the voice. He wouldn't have heard the voice of God. It is important for us, all of us, never to forget, to seek, to knock, to be curious. It's okay to be curious. It's okay to ask questions. Knowledge is power. And that's true. We've heard that many times. It's true. When you have knowledge, then you can help yourself as well as others. Oh, yeah. Yes. Verse 10 says, the Son of Man came to seek and to what? And to save that which was lost. And I know you're saying, well, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Yes, he was. But he was a lost tax collector. He was a tax collector that didn't know God. He was a tax collector that had no God on his side. He was a tax collector that was doing things that weren't godly. He was a tax collector that needed to repent. So he put himself in the place. He began to seek so he could hear the voice of God. And God spoke to him through his son Jesus. He said, Zacchaeus, come on down. Salvation has come to your house. Hallelujah. And when salvation came, just think, being in the presence of Jesus, just being in the presence, the very presence. Yeah. If you know the feeling of the presence of Jesus, you automatically desire to repent and ask for forgiveness for whatever sin that may have taken place. With anything that you're encountering at that time, and you know that that is not what Jesus would want you to be involved in, you go into repentance. Yes. And that is what happened when Zacchaeus heard Jesus. We look forward to having you back here with us next Friday evening. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. And tomorrow morning with God Favorite Ministries, with Pastor Vivian George. That's for 10 o'clock. Yes, yes. Remember to hear the voice of God. Yeah, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, Master. We thank you, God, for listening ears, God. We ask that you use us, oh God. Use us for your glory, and we will be careful to give you all praise, give you all honor, because it's in your name, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we say amen. We say amen. Again, we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and on Saturday. Let me say on Saturday with our Sister with the Children Ministries. Yes, and tomorrow morning we have the special time of prayer. Tomorrow morning, prayer, which is so important. We look forward to having you with us. Glory to God. And we say amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God again for all of you who are listening, all of you who are just coming in and trying to hear what the Word of God has to say to all of us.